Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Scholes. This week we're finishing up our section on Carl Sandburg's Rutabaga Pigeons, and this week really features Hat Track the Horse, a character we met last Friday. This first story is a story about Hat Track, and then we're going to get something very special. We're going to get Hat Track telling us two stories. This is How the Three Wild Babylonian Baboons Went Away in the Rain Eating Bread and Butter. One morning, when Hat Track the Horse went away from his shanty, he put three umbrellas in the corner next to the front door. His pointing finger pointed at the three umbrellas as he said, "If the three wild Babylonian baboons come sneaking up to this shanty and sneaking through the door and sneaking through the house, then all you three umbrellas open up like it was raining, jump straight at the baboons and fasten your handles in their hands. Then all three of you stay open as if it was raining and hold those handles in the hands of the baboons and never let go till I come." Hat Track the Horse went away. The three umbrellas stood in the corner next to the front door. And when the umbrellas listened, they could hear the three wild Babylonian baboons sneaking up to the shanty. Soon, the baboons, all hairy all over, bangs down their foreheads, came sneaking through the front door. Just as they were sneaking through the door, they took off their hats to show they were getting ready to sneak through the house. Then, the three umbrellas in the corner opened up as if it was raining. They jumped straight at the three wild Babylonian baboons, and they fastened their handles tight in the hands of the baboons and wouldn't let go. So, there were three wild Babylonian baboons, each with a hat in his left hand and an open umbrella in his right hand. When Hat Track the Horse came home, he came quiet. He opened the front door, quiet. Then he looked around inside the house, quiet. In the corner where he had stood the three umbrellas, he saw the three wild Babylonian baboons on the floor sleeping, with umbrellas over their faces. "The umbrellas are so big they couldn't get through the door," said Hat Track the Horse. For a long time he stood looking at the bangs hanging down the foreheads of the baboons while they were sleeping. He took a comb and combed the bangs down over the foreheads of the baboons. He went to the cupboard and spread bread and butter. He took the hats off of the left hands of the baboons and put the hats on their heads. He put a piece of bread and butter in the hand of each baboon. After that, he snipped each one across the nose with his finger, snippity-snip, just like that. They opened their eyes and stood up. Then he loosened the umbrella handles from their right hands and led them to the door. They all looked out. It was raining. "Now you can go," he told the baboons. And they all walked out of the front door, and they seemed to be snickering and hiding the snickers. The last he saw of them, they were walking away in the rain eating bread and butter. And they took off their hats, so the rain ran down and slid off of the bangs on their foreheads. Hat Track the Horse turned to the umbrellas and said, "We know how to make a surprise party when we get a visit from the Babylonian baboons with their bangs falling down their foreheads, don't we?" That is what happened, as Hat Track the Horse told it to the night policeman in the village of Cream Puffs. And that is the story of how the three wild Babylonian baboons went away in the rain eating bread and butter. A fairy tale brought to us by Carl Sandburg. It's just fun. It's a fun tale from the perspective of Hat Track, and it's about Hat Track. That makes it unique in this set of stories. This is Dan Scholes for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you so much for listening.